Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Smartphone app plus 15 cents per minute for the ride.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We talked about this yesterday. There are these electric scooters. They had them in Atlanta. There are in other cities. I have no idea why they're around. I guess they're in California.
I mean, it was the launch of it, where they had all the people in, like, the city council, like, show, the news was there, all the cameras were rolling, and within just minutes, kaboom, here come the ambulances. Every news story they had about these scooters had the shot of, like, the three ambulances and the gurney picking one of the people up and taking them into the back of a truck and heading off. And I can't think of a town that just would just universally reject this more than Brookline. Because what do we know about Brookline?
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Mass, afternoons.
The thing that I find most disturbing about these games is this team is built on its starting pitching. That's the whole concept. You spend a lot of money in the rotation. You have money tied up in those guys. They're not even really giving you a chance. It's not worth looking at bullpen matchups in the late innings, key at bats late in the game, the inability to, you know, move a runner, get a bunt up, whatever. None of that comes into play when you're playing the way they play right now. It's over before it starts.
Felger and Mass, weekdays at 2. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, even though Wallach didn't have the wherewithal to wake up the last time that we called him. We can try again at like 7:30. Try to get him up.
You think so?
He's got to be up at some point. I mean, he's on East Coast time.
Well, I mean, to that I would say yes, but it just meant to me that he just wasn't going to answer.
Well, that's not a good sport.
Because it rang. I mean, it rang like three times, and we called him three times.
Yeah, but he's probably got to talk to his parents. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. All right, so yesterday we met a guy named Vegas Dave. There's a show on Showtime, Rich, about the world of sports gambling.
I couldn't wait to have Joe Murray here in studio because, as you know, Joe Murray, one of the bankroll boys, the man has earned us, I know personally, a decent amount of money through his picks. And there's a brand new show. Have you watched this show, Action?
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
Okay, so I've seen the first. The second one aired on Sunday. I've not watched it. I heard it's great. But I loved the first episode. It's a docuseries that is four episodes, an hour long each, and it goes behind the scenes of the world of sports gambling, basically with the premise being that it's about to be legal everywhere. And it shows you kind of who these people are who not only set the lines, but also who do this for a living and not just kind of as a fun thing on the side. This is what they, this is how they earn their money and feed their kids and all this stuff. There are a couple different characters they showed. There was Krackenberger, I think, was the first guy that they showed who I thought was kind of funny. He was a good guy. Yep. Went from casino to casino and, you know, seemed to be a fairly straight shooter. There was this one ex-bottle service woman.
Yeah, Kelly in Vegas. She's actually reputable.
I said that on the air because it seemed like everyone says that. Now, I guess her story was that when she was working as a server at this for bottle service, she would go into work at like the Bellagio or wherever she was doing it and always place bets.
She'll place like a 16 parlay, and she hit one for big money and kept doing it.
And then she became like an internet sensation because she's attractive and she would wear like, you know, short shorts and go on TV or go on YouTube, and she got a ton of followers, but she legitimately knows what she's talking about and she's earned, as you said, a good reputation. However, there's a guy that every time I see him, like I've been reading a ton of reviews of this. There's a dude named Vegas Dave. Now, Vegas Dave is a guy that on the show has this condo in Las Vegas, not very big, but he's got a bunch of like TVs on the wall. Not all the TVs are on, so I can't quite tell whether or not it's just one cable system and only one really works, but it's just to kind of to show everybody, look, I'm watching all the games, I'm connected. On top of that, he has a Bentley, except he parks it in like the apartment parking lot right next to like a Ford Festiva. So I'm not quite sure, you know, just how much money he truly has. However, the dude likes to brag that he is the guy who hits like 75% of all of his bets. Let's meet him real quick.
All right, guys. Good morning from Vegas. Let me know where you're from. California, Hawaii, all over the world. Botswana. Where's Botswana? Somewhere in Europe? I know half the people out there are my fans and half the people hate me. They're my haters. But remember, haters only hate on winners. They don't hate on losers. If someone in North Dakota right now is milking cows and they wake up every morning talking about Vegas Dave, I'm in their f***ing head. Every morning they have to talk about me while they're milking their f***ing cows. So if you only have 10 haters out there, you need to find out how to get to 20, 30, or 40. My goal is to get to 10,000 haters.
Are you addicted to gambling?
No. If I was addicted to gambling, I would be betting games right now and not talking to you. I'm addicted to making money. My gift from God is what I do. I can predict winners. That's my talent he blessed me with.
99% of the world cannot do. That's beat Vegas, and I smashed their asses so bad where they banned me. I won so much money, they don't even want me on their properties. I go to jail for trespassing. That's how much these casinos in Vegas fear me.
People call me the king of futures. I bet the Broncos in week one at 16-1 odds, a little over 100,000. And I don't take the favorites. Everyone can take Alabama in college football. Everyone can take the Patriots, but I take the long shots. Ronda Rousey never lost a fight. She was kicking every girl's ass. But I predicted Holly Holmes. She was 11-1 underdog. 20,000, paid out 220,000. Next fight, I took Misha Tate. This is the biggest payout in the history of UFC.
Just another day in the office for me.
You have that vision and a big set of balls to lay six figures and pick a team that no one believed in. When I said the Royals, everyone laughed at me.
They were 30-1 underdogs, so I put over $100,000.
It's over. The Royals are World Series champions.
That went viral.
Vegas Dave.
Vegas Dave won $2.5 million.
I went from Royals, Broncos, Misha Tate, Holly Holm, $5 million run within 6 months. It's never been done. I broke the books in Vegas, and that's when Vegas banned me.
I always tell people there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 job. My worst nightmare is to get a job. I'm the best in the business, and I can make you money.
Right now, I'm actually the top sports consultant in the world.
Look at all these monitors behind me. That's why I'm the best in the business, because I watch every game. Where your other handicappers, they just check the final score. The final score doesn't mean jack.
My winning percentages this year are well over 75%, which people cannot believe.
Most professionals...
56%, 57. That's fine. That's a trend from the old school people. Do they have $2 million payouts? Do they have $3 million payouts that were in the news? I'm a new era. I'm a new person. There's no one like me.
You know, there are these touts who claim to win 75, 78, 79% of the time, and they're lying.
All right, so if you are watching on Twitch, you can see Joe Murray, his face not happy, rolling his eyes, and not a fan of Vegas Dave.
Mike Lockhart, offhandedly, just when he came in, mentioned Vegas Dave to Dan Lifshitz, who was in the other room running the board. And Dan Lifshitz said something along the lines of, I'm going to body that guy. Like, Dan Lifshitz hates Vegas Dave. Vegas Dave, by the way, bragging that the casinos will not let him come to the casinos anymore because he's won so much money from them, whereas I believe he was banned because he was accused of stealing Social Security numbers. Yes. and like using that at their casinos for other people. It was like a fraud type thing. I think he ended up like getting some of the charges dropped. But
19 misdemeanors.
19 misdemeanors. Okay. Joe Murray, as somebody who does this for a living, what is your opinion of Vegas Dave?
Well, Joe Murray has a job, let's be honest.
But he makes a ton of money. I would say, listen,
I'll be honest with you. Like, during football season, myself and Dan, you can look at the Action Network, we did 62%, which is, like, awesome. Literally awesome. Like, out your ass awesome, okay?
Yeah.
Like, right now, I would say we're probably at 56 to 58%.
They were saying that the pros, like the guys who do this and make a living off of it, if you're doing, like, 53%, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're still paying juice, but yes, this guy's a fraud. That's all I can tell you. He's a tout. He's a fraud. He stole from people. And the only way I can put it, I know we got to go to break. If you put a Jersey Shore guy, like if you watch the Jersey Shore, just put a gambling guy who's jacked up, tanned and all that, and spends millions of dollars and steals from people, that's what this guy is.
Okay.
He looks just like that.
There's a scene in the first episode of Action where he's like, listen, watch this. I'm about to make $10,000 in 30 seconds. And he does a video with his next pick and sends it out. And apparently he has subscription. People go, bang, $500, bang, $500, yeah, bang, $500. Yeah,
he's a tout. I hate touts. We can get into this later.
All right, what's a tout?
A tout is someone who touts picks. Like, we have people doing that right now with us, the Bankroll Boys. Like, we give out picks. They win. Oh, we know more than them. Hey, just send me a Venmo. Let's do this. Like, riding our coattails and trying to get publicity out. I hate touts.
All right.
Touts suck.
So hang on. Someone is stealing your picks and trying to make cash off of it?
Let's go to headlines. Ooh. And then we can explore this further and maybe try to wake up Wallach again.
I want to wake up Rich.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You want to continue with Mr. Murray being mad?
Well, yeah. I mean, he just... okay, so real quick, Mike Lockhart. Can you just hop on the mic real quick? What did... You came in this morning, and you mentioned to Dan Lifshitz, who is the other half of the Bankroll Boys, about this guy Vegas Dave, who likes the peacock, and as you said, he's like the Jersey Shore version of one of these high rollers out there. What did Dan Lifshitz say when you mentioned Vegas Dave?
He hates him, and apparently they got into it. I don't know if it was in person or over the online or whatever, but apparently they're like going to bury each other. Like, they both want to kill each other.
Like, that's the term that he used, I'm going to bury him?
Yes.
Okay, do you know anything about this, Joe Murray?
Yeah, I don't know anything between Dan and Dave, I'm sure. Dan's all over Twitter. Like, everyone in the gambling business somehow on Twitter knows Dan Lifshitz. Somehow, some way, I just happen to be associated.
Okay.
But I know who Vegas Dave is. He's a scam artist. He touts plays. I will say this. The guy has, he did hit the Royals. He did do these bets. But, again,
but you don't know how many bets they put on everybody else and how many they lost.
That's exactly the thing. These guys, they're not showing that on this series.
Yep.
Some guys might put $1 million down on a bet and they're hedging the other team somewhere else so they're not losing money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win in Vegas. That's how you can make it a business. Like, let's say you have $1 million bet, but you hedge it at $700,000 elsewhere. What's wrong with 700,000 instead of a million? You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I look at it. That's how these guys really do this.
Now, would you like to do that for a living?
Yes. I don't know if I'd want to wake up every day and, you know, go to the bank and carry, you know, thousands of dollars around and make little S shapes. Like, here, here's 3,000 here, and here's an M for Murray for $10,000. Like, no. But no, and to be honest with you, though, I would love to look at lines every day and like we do on the podcast now. Like, I'd love to give people information. It's something I would like to do, and I wish someone would hire me to do that. I think we've done very well. Dan and myself. Dan's very good at hockey. Like, he's crushing hockey right now. I'm not really into the hockey or baseball yet. But yeah, this is something I would love to do every day. But at the same time, like, I can't quit my day job. I
sure.
know that. I just know that for a fact.
Well, there was, okay, so that guy, that Krakenberger guy, they have at the beginning of the show. So he said, one of the more interesting lines in the entire thing is, you know, he bets tons of football. And he goes, I couldn't tell you the names of more than two players on probably any team. He goes, to me, that doesn't matter. I look at the lines. I see patterns. How rare is that, that someone can be successful betting and not know almost anything about what's actually going on the field?
To be honest with you, the tournament that just happened, a well-known capper sent me a betting strategy guide, and I just looked at it quickly, but he nailed it. When I tell you, it went from this is what the five seeds do every year, it doesn't matter the team or the name or their record or anything. Trends and they're big things, and to be honest with you, I think it can be a successful model.
So that's what this guy does. So he says, okay, this is a Thursday night game, which are usually garbage, but in these garbage matchups, X team usually ends up winning or being the spread
or something to that degree. Yes.
Okay. That to me is, that would be terrifying. Like putting money on some sort of game just based on a trend.
But what's the difference of betting black or red? Like going to the casino.
Well, that's why sports betting is better than that, because there's not chance. There is knowledge that goes into it.
I will say this. If you think you know sports, bet on it. Like, that, you know, I know some people are successful at it. Some people, it's bad. But for the most part, though, I think if you do follow the trends, you can make money. It's about money management and bankroll management, as we always tell you guys.
That's right. That's what the Bankroll Boys do. Very quickly, let's call Wallach. Miami calling the game tonight. He's got to be up. All right, he's being a goose. All right, let's do this. Do you think they're probably staying at a Ritz-Carlton, wouldn't you say?
Stepping on jokes.
Ah, he's going to text Mike Gorman and find out what hotel they're in.
I want to see if Mike Gorman
has
snitch.
The number.
Mike Gorman will snitch
on him. Already has the number. All right, so what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, because we're going to have Mike Gorman on later on today.
So Bird's going to have to call and put them on hold because... Yeah, get through the front desk because we can't put the front desk person on.
Okay, so he's calling them right now.
Yeah, and Bird, you're gonna ask for John Wallach's room
because.
Do you think he goes by John Wallach?
He might go by, you know.
what's the name? Birdman.
Michael Vick was
Michael
it?
Vick. Yeah. Oh.
I'll look it up.
Michael Vick's nickname. God, it was great.
Yeah, he goes to Zion Eagle. That's.
Yeah, Sean Grandy. That's the name he goes under.
I wish. Because you know he's a wag. And if he's not.
Ron Mexico?
Ron Mexico.
Because Wallach left right after the show yesterday.
He goes under the name of the singer of the Jump in the Saddle band.
He goes as Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento.
Johnny Wallace.
Sleep Eagle.
You know, Wallach's just like on his branch, just like he sleeps on the back of the bed. He just stands on it. I wonder if he's very tuckered out. Can you imagine Bird talking to this forefront desk woman?
I can just see Dan's face. Dan's just shaking his head.
We're efforting the front desk. This is try number three.
Okay.
For the front desk?
It's he keeps saying it's disconnecting.
Dan, let's make an experiment and have you try to call the front desk.
Eyebrows.
Just try that experiment. Or maybe Dan calls.
Nick, can you put this on Twitch? Just the confusion cam?
It's so funny that we have to have Dan do anything with the phones.
Wake up, Wallach.
All right. Okay, they're not picking up.
Damn it.
It actually just comes out, that signal that comes across and says, the number you're trying to reach, please try again. So.
Oh, good. So we can't get Gorman on either.
Oh, I can text him.
All right.
We know Mike will be up.
Yeah, he's got to be up by now. He's going to miss breakfast. Now he's just not answering.
Maybe he was out partying last night.
No, he was not. He was left home alone.
At the Clevelander?
I we were texting last night, and no such luck going out.
How did you end up texting with Wallach?
He texted me.
And said that he had nothing to do?
He told me what area of town they were in. I said, any dinner plans with Gorman? He goes, nope, he went out with PR people instead.
Oh, what area of town are they
and
in?
I said, bummer. I said, did you glow stick on your own? He goes, I'm a good 30 to 40 minutes away from glow stick territory, I'm told. By design, I suppose.
Did he tell you what area of town he was in?
Nowhere near South Beach.
Is that just what he said?
Yep.
Or he didn't give specifics?
No, he said nowhere near South Beach.
Okay.
I guess if you're the Celtics, that's probably a smart move. Just keep the players away from that area. Probably not the worst move. Well, it goes by Dirk Diggler. We've seen those photos where he has the very...
He goes by Doctor Who.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Well, he's being a silly goose not answering his phone. Rich, yesterday I heard...
Well, it goes by Johnny Gill. I'll be sure.
That's true. Yesterday, I think the person was being facetious, but I heard a theory on the Zodiac Killer. You know the Zodiac Killer that is the San Francisco serial killer?
Yeah, movie Zodiac. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's never been solved.
Mm-hmm.
But this is true. They believe they can solve the crime, and I heard a theory on it yesterday that I truly believe. And they might have been being facetious, but I do believe that this might be true.
Okay.
And I will spill the beans after this.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
I will save my feelings on the Zodiac Killer for a later time. The Bruins clinched home ice in the first round last night as they beat the Columbus Blue Jackets, who needed to win that game. So now it's all about rest. Now it's about resting players, and I've been told that I am indeed either going to buy or get my tickets for Saturday's game. So relief on this end. But Jake DeBrusk had a couple goals last night. One was very, very weak. The other fine. And
two on one. Kuhlman right circle. Out in front, DeBrusk fires. He scores! Jake DeBrusk, second of the night. A snipe inside the far post. The Bruins create off the odd man chance. Make it 4-0, Bruins.
No. You know what that is, baby? The TNR bump! It has become just weird. Every time we have him on, and you know he went through that big slump, and that was a period of time we didn't have him on. And so when we got him back, you know, you were saying it, Fred. These guys are so superstitious, and he was trying to figure out ways to, you know, get out of the slump. And he said he was going to try to drive the practice a little bit different, anything he could do to kind of shake off whatever bad mojo that he had going on. And we were joking around. We're saying, you know, one of two things happens when people come on our show as regular guests. Either A, they get traded, which happens a lot, or B, they end up getting some sort of like bump, some sort of success.
Now, who else has gotten a bump? I'm ignorant.
Well, I mean, we know that Rob Gronkowski in his second year, that was like massive when we had him on weekly. That was one thing. I mean, that was...
I'm going to guess that would have happened anyway, okay.
It may have, sure. And then I'm trying to think who else we'd had on as a regular guest.
Because I can think of a bunch of people who got traded.
Well, the trading one is real.
I got bumped out of here.
Yeah.
The trading one was odd, but... Yes, so it's magical thinking.
How about Scal in his career? That's a real TNR bump.
That we did. Like, that's not magical thinking.
Yes.
We created Scal's career.
And by the way, he has, of course, thanked us for that, which was very nice.
Yeah, not publicly.
No, he did on the air the other day.
Well, no, on the air, but not in an outside media outlet when he's been asked about it.
He said a local radio show. His radio show, I think he called it.
Yeah, he said it was his radio show, a radio show that he was on once a week.
But Jake DeBrusk, I mean, you know, it's real. Every time we've had him on, and it's weird, and it's and every time
I saw, I just looked at Twitter, and I saw that the Bruins had even
they've been tweeting about it ever because even the Bruins Twitter account, like the last three or four times we've had him on, it's strange. He ends up going off. There was one time I think that. The last four times we had him on, he definitely scored. In two of those four, he scored two goals.
Well, I started the interview yesterday by shaming him for the team's awful performance at a game that I paid to go to.
But at the end of it, when we mentioned, hey, you know, hopefully the TNR bump continues, oh yeah, like he knows. And these guys, as you said, are so superstitious. And don't take my word for it.
I didn't know how it went in the net. I just heard Cooley, you know, kind of shout, and I was like, oh my, I don't know how it went in. Like, I'd have to see the replay, to be honest with you. I know that I think I just tried to get a shot, and it found its way in. So, Toucher and Rich, that's all of them.
Okay, so then once again, he mentions it right there. The TNR bump is real. But if you don't think it's in his head, he later on in his post-game press conference.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of executing at the right times, and I'm getting some good looks from my line mates. They scored a goal today that was pretty similar to the one I scored against Detroit. It was a give and go, pretty similar and similar finish. And the first one was Toucher and Rich, so thanks, boys. But yeah, so I've been getting some luck and some execution at the right times, I'd say, is probably why.
All right, so tomorrow I'm calling for a conference call with the entire Boston Celtics organization and the Red Sox starting rotation. We'll see if we can get all of them on all at once.
See, it's funny. DeBrusk is mentioning that for superstitious reasons.
There's no question, Fred.
Like,
he knows.
He's not doing it for the giving us thanks. He's actually doing it for superstitious reasons.
I have a feeling that he has this fear of missing an interview now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if he's not in a different time zone, for sure. I would bet. Yeah.
Now, here's the only scary thing, is that a lot of teams will cut off any kind of interviews with the media outside of what is absolutely mandatory, like post-game stuff during the playoffs.
Right.
And I don't know if the Bruins will do that. And if they do that with Jake DeBrusque, listen, you know, no. All I could say is that, you know, beware.
You let that one ride.
You let it ride, baby. If you're the Bruins, you can't stop doing that interview during the playoffs. Because look what's happening. And you know what? And you're right, Fred. More than anything, I mean, obviously it's great to have him on. He's a great interview. But I got to think it's in his head now as well.
I don't think he mentioned Toucher and Rich during that as like, hey, what a great show. I think he mentioned it because he got a lucky goal and it's like a rabbit's foot. Like,
sure.
He thinks that it's like a rabbit's foot.
Well, that's not the first or second time that he's mentioned us. I mean, he's done it before.
Yeah, and I think it's part of the routine now. It's I don't think he goes like, what a great show. I think that it's like his routine is to say Toucher and Rich. And when he saw that like weak ass goal go in, he probably was like, there's luck on my side.
I mean, really, that was just unbelievably lucky, that first one. Second one was a good goal.
Yeah.
But the first one, I mean.
Right. And so he probably thought to himself, you know, best mention the show.
And real quick, as far as Jake DeBrusque is concerned, and I had this stat earlier today. So as much as people were flipping out about Tyler Seguin coming to the team, as they should, he was the second pick in the draft and he had a ton of promise. Jake DeBrusque, in his second year, has only two less goals than Tyler Seguin did when he was here. As a matter of fact, he has 27 goals, and the only two players since 95 who had more in their second year were Seguin and Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah, and I don't know if Seguin missed time, but DeBrusque missed, you know,
14 games.
DeBrusque missed a substantial amount of time.
Definitely. And so, I mean, and it crept up on you so quick because after he came back, I mean, he was scoring in bunches. So you don't think of him as in the same mindset as you do Tyler Seguin. But, I mean, they're comparable. And that second year of Tyler Seguin was fun as hell, if you remember.
Yeah. I'm very glad they didn't trade DeBrusque. They don't have enough.
For Rick Nash, that was like the trade rumor a year ago.
I know.
Imagine that one.
If Rick Nash didn't get that concussion, I wonder what they would have done in the playoffs, though. But I'm glad they didn't get rid of DeBrusque. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. When we come back, people are very excited about the Avengers, and I know there's some shenanigans is going on TV. We'll talk about that. I don't know why I'm burping. I'm not trying to be cool like Rebel Radio guy, but I'm burping quite a bit. Perhaps AIDS. All right, we'll figure out what's going on here, the headlines.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.